As the Lady Indians have arrived safely in Jackson for the 4A State Soccer Tournament. Jeff, what's happening? How are you doing?
Wow, what a bus trip. That's all I got to say about that. But we're doing good, we're healthy, and we're ready to win this thing.
Are you enjoying those $250 a night rooms up there?
Yeah, well, I haven't even made it to my room yet. I walked in, I'm in a business office just so I could do this interview, and then I'm going to check in here. So, yeah, now hopefully it should be made of gold with the price we're paying.
Was it just the length of the bus trip that's got you saying, wow, what a bus trip, or was there some adventure on the way to Jackson?
No, actually, thank goodness there wasn't an adventure. We don't need one right now. All we're here is to win the state championship. So that's our focus. We don't want our focus taken away from anything other than that.
Jeff Norman joining us here, Central Girls Soccer Coach. So, you know, you complete the regular season with just one loss to Thunder Basin. And, Jeff, it's kind of been Central Thunder Basin all year long, and you guys kind of, you know, dominated the rankings there at number one most of the year, but they got you at the regional. You know, do you get a sense that it's a two-horse race, or can any team kind of step up here now that you're at the state tournament?
Oh, I think any team could step up. Absolutely. I think complacency and even thinking otherwise is nothing but dooming yourself as a team. So, you know, you walk into state tournament and you got, Laramie that held us to, you know, we only beat them by a goal. We got Campbell County in both games that were only a goal apart in terms of the final score. And Thunder Basin also, which both of our losses, the only two losses we've had, which is one goal apart. So, you know, and of course, one goal in our game is everything. So, you know, it absolutely is not a two-horse race. And would I like to see us in Thunder Basin in the finals? Yeah, I think it'd be a fantastic final. I do think we're the best teams, and not just based on the record, but what I've seen. But in the end, anything can happen between now and Saturday.
You know, the East Conference has just dominated the state tournament since they went to the East-West split. You know, are things going to be, you know, a little more even this year, or do you expect that, you know, we could see the East go 4-0 again tomorrow?
My prediction will be the East go 4-0. I do think Rock Springs is a good team. Of course, we played them the very first game of the season for both teams, and we beat them. And if I remember correctly, that's their only loss. So they're a strong team. I know they got some, you know, firepower up top, and that can't be taken lightly. But I've also seen the other three teams besides us. And all we do is being the top ranked teams in the state, playing each other every week is make each other better. And I think that works against the Western Conference because, you know, top-ranked teams are playing each other every week. The only thing that's going to happen is we're going to get better by doing that.
Do you think that's the only reason why the East has been so good, or are there some other factors that have the East Conference performing the way they do on a yearly basis?
I think that's a great question, and not knowing a lot about all the towns that are actually in the Eastern Conference, or even the Western Conference for that matter, but you know, my first thought is I would throw out the question is, what is the club development like in the off season, you know, in these towns? And, you know, you get in Cheyenne, obviously we have access to Colorado, which brings great soccer just based off the opportunities down there and the population being so much larger. So a lot of the Cheyenne teams are strong. And this is on the boys and girls side. You know, I think Gillette, obviously up there, has access to South Dakota. And I'm not sure about Sheridan, the Billings. You know, you got Spearfish. So you got bigger cities around that I think in terms of the club in the off season and how the players develop. You know, and then you kind of get into the west side of the state and they don't quite have the opportunities. And I don't know that for sure. So I'm definitely not condemning any club's ability to develop their players, but I do think there's some opportunities that I see that maybe on the east side of the state you have that you don't on the west.
You mentioned that you believe that you guys, the Lady Indians and Thunder Basin, are the two best teams. How do you avoid, for you guys, focusing on the game at hand and not looking ahead to a potential matchup with Thunder Basin, knowing that you've, you know, beaten everyone that's there in the bracket?
Great question. And, you know, the first thing that we did at the beginning of this year was establish a goal that we all agree to. And it's not something that the coach walks in day one and say, this is what we're going to do. It's something that the team develops, the team comes up with. And that was winning the state championship. And part of that process that you go through is team building. It's building a culture within. And part of that is, okay, you got the state championship as your goal, but what is the process to get there? Because that is what matters. And the process of getting there is literally a day-to-day event. And you could even break it down into a meal-to-meal event, and how you eat and how you sleep at night. And so we have approached every game like that, we've obviously been successful with that mentality, and including the two losses. We played well. We just lost to a good team, and so there is no complacency. That I could tell you. Definitely, I won't allow for it if I see it, but I haven't seen it. And you know, we studied Kelly Walsh. We didn't sit back and say, okay, let's look forward to the next game. We know what they have and what they offer. We know what we're going to be doing tomorrow when we play them on the tactical side of things, and we'll move forward to the next game after tomorrow.
On that note, Jeff, what does Kelly Walsh have? What are you guys going to have to be good at to move on to the semis?
Well, obviously they have a good striker up top that is threatening. Their center mids I think are pretty strong and seem to work the ball well together. I think their back line's a little suspect. On the tactical side of things, we're going to put them in a defensive posture quickly with some of the things we're going to do. I think it's going to isolate their striker, unfortunately, for them. And, and if they choose not to defend what we're going to be doing, I think it's going to work out in our favor. So I think it's going to be something where they're going to have to sit back and defend us. And our, you know, if you've seen our team play, we're a possession-based team. We're going to keep the ball, and that's what we're going to do. We're not going to give it up. And, there's obviously advantages on the attack side and the defensive side of the game by doing that.
I just had one quick question. How many guys to a room?
Four.
That's what I told you, Monty. Four to a room. That's right. The way it goes. You gotta cut costs somewhere, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how that affects the sleeping, but it's quite the situation. But that's okay. You know, that's not actually uncommon. That's what we do pretty much, right? You know, wherever we go. So it's just the cost is twice as much.
Jeff, hey, thank you so much for giving us some time. Best of luck against Kelly Walsh tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. You guys get going in Jackson, and we'll keep tabs on you. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
There you go, Jeff.